Chapter 2. Arthur Glimpses the Sword. One of the knights preparing for the tournament was Sir Kay. He had just become a knight the previous month, and this would be his first tournament. His father, Sir Ector, was going too. Perhaps one of them would become the next king.
"Arthur," Sir Kay called, "you need to polish my armor for the tournament."
10-year-old Arthur was Sir Kay's brother. Sir Ector had adopted him when he was a baby. Nobody knew who Arthur's birth parents were. Now Kay wanted Arthur to be his squire. A squire took care of a knight's armor and weapons.
"And feed the horses extra oats," Sir Kay ordered, "so they are strong for the tournament."
Arthur polished the armor, fed the horses, and did a dozen other tasks. As he worked, he imagined Kay with a gold crown on his head. It was easier to imagine his father, Sir Ector, on the throne, but Arthur believed that either of them could be king. That afternoon, Sir Kay asked Arthur to go to the armor maker and get his new helmet. Arthur jumped at the chance. The armor maker worked near the churchyard. Now he would have the chance to see the sword that everyone was talking about. When Arthur reached the churchyard, he saw a group of people was standing around the stone. An older knight, half asleep, was standing guard. As Arthur approached, the sword suddenly began to gleam and hum. The crowd detected the change in the sword. Their loud ahs woke the dozing knight. The knight's eyes widened when he saw the glimmering sword. Not sure what to do, he turned on the crowd. Waving his lance, the knight chased everyone away.